You are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree. I am the host of the show, as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, rest, and abundance for Black women. I want to talk about how now is not the time to be consuming all the things. Now is not the time to be consuming all the things. I am talking specifically to those of us, and I'm raising my hand too, because this is me, but I'm talking specifically to those of us who have spent years, if not decades, of our lives waiting around for someone to come and fix everything for us. Not that you've been the cause of these problems necessarily, but you've been waiting for someone to come along, take your hand, give you the answers, give you the solutions, tell you what to do. You know what I'm saying? Tell you how to be. Like, you're looking for a leader when in fact you in this season have been called to step forward and lead in some part of your dynamic. Okay. Again, I'm raising my hand because I am someone who for years, decades, I have been consuming versus being in a state of being / creating, that it began to shape so much of my identity. I felt like I couldn't solve my own problems. I couldn't help myself get out of situations, okay? I couldn't be the person that I needed myself to be to help get into a place where I am deeply rooted in who I am, so much so that I can bloom in any situation. I kept waiting for a leader to come and lead me when in fact I was called and you were called to lead. Yes, you were called to lead, but you can't. At least not to your fullest capacity. I'm speaking to somebody because you are in a place where you are still consuming. I'm not talking about food. This is not a food-related episode, okay? I'm talking about those of us who are still trying to figure out our identity, who still are not believing like what has been placed over our life. Like you can't even see your gifts, your talents, your purpose, your smarts, your whatever. You can't even see like your blueprint because you don't even believe in yourself. You don't think that you are a leader. So you just kind of like blindly follow whatever's going on. But we're in this, you're like stuck in this place of consuming. You're reading all the books. You're listening to all the podcasts. You're watching all the TV shows. You're watching every video on YouTube. Okay. You're watching every documentary. You're reading all the news. You're in such a place of consuming. Like you don't even know who the hell you are or what you are supposed to be doing right now. 2025 is not the year for you to be just consuming, sis. 2025 is not the year for you to be just consuming, taking in. And you know, part of it is just so intentional. It's so intentional the way that, I don't know, I can just see how pervasive it is. It's so intentional that you get into this place of consuming so much that you just get, like what happens when you just consume a lot of food? A whole bunch of food, like way more than your, what is it, caloric intake, like whatever your requirements are. Let's say your requirements are 2,500 calories per day so that you can like, you know, live your life, maintain your weight or like whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like 2,500 calories is what you should be more or less intaking. For example, your mileage may vary, but every single day, let's say you are consuming 3,000 calories every single day. Over time, that extra consumption becomes weight because you're not only taking in more than what you need on any given day, that's a message for somebody. You're taking in more than what you need on any given day, but you're also not doing anything with what, like the food is meant to be consumed so that you can burn that energy off. that you can use it, do something that it's energy. It's energy in your body. And again, we're not talking about food, but I use it as an example, obviously. That's the easiest thing to kind of relate it to. But you're over consuming and including like buying all the things because you think that buying all the things is going to magically make you a better person or make you appear smarter, make you whatever it is you feel like in here you're lacking. Whatever you feel like you're lacking in here, you are over consuming in those ways, in those areas. And then on top of that, you're bogging yourself down with that in excess. But then on top of that, you're not even doing anything with it. Again, stepping into that role of leadership, baby. Okay. But you're not doing anything with that, what you're consuming. You're just letting it sit and compound and compound and compound and compound. And it's just extra weight. And that extra weight is causing you to doubt yourself. I'm not talking about physical weight. Stay with me. That extra weight is causing you to doubt yourself because you're taking in all this information you're consuming, and then you're literally doing nothing with it. Nothing. So then you really get stuck in your mind because this person said to do this. That person said to do that. That person back there said, don't do none of that. Do something else. Like, you're looking for the answers in all these places when you are the answer. You already have what you need. You already have what you need to do the things that you were put here to do, but you just don't see it. You don't see it in yourself. You don't see it for yourself. You were meant to be more. Over-consumer, person who is insecure, person who doubts herself, person who keeps sleeping on herself. It's time for you to wake up. 2025 is the year that you wake up. 2025 is our year, y'all. I promise you. It is like the time is now. We are only in April. So we've just kind of like shaken off winter in the last, couple of weeks. Now we're in spring. It's time to do some things. It's time to put some energy behind whatever it is you have in your heart to do. We don't live in a vacuum, obviously, okay? We need each other. We need resources. We are not like an island unto ourselves. When we interact with different people, we get ideas, we get thoughts, we can see different visions and things of that nature. So it's not that you shouldn't have these type of situations where you're able to read a book and learn something or watch a video or two and learn something, but at some point, you're going to have to just believe in yourself enough to say, I've got everything that I need and I'm going to move forward. 2025 is not the time to play. 2025 is not the time to sleep on yourself. I'm talking to you if you are an entrepreneur. I'm talking to you if you're a 9-to-5er. I'm talking to you if you're a mom. I'm talking to you if you're a podcaster. I'm talking to you if you're a content creator, okay? I'm talking to you if you're a teacher. Like, 2025 is not the year to sleep on yourself because there's so much going on right now. So many things that are coming down the line one way or another that you right now need to secure yourself now while there's time to do it in such a way where you don't necessarily feel as much pressure as you may down the line, but you won't be able to get started if you're not going to be able to, if you're not in a place where you can stop consuming so much. You're consuming so much that for some of us, it's making us ill. It's making us sick. It's making us depressed. It's making us sad. Some of it is intentional. Some of it is very intentional. Like, I feel like the systems were designed for the smaller people to be in this place of chaos, confusion, sickness, doubting, questioning, scared, fearful, thinking that they have no power, right? Consume, 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 mindless consuming, mindless consuming, buy all the things, listen to all the voices, do all the things other than believe in yourself enough to move forward and take some type of action and step into that role of leadership that you were called to step into, okay? Step into that place of power that you were called into. So I've gotten to the point where I am, not to say that I don't consume, because it's not like a, oh, look at me, you know, it's not that at all. I do consume, but I do my best now this year to be very mindful of how much I'm consuming. And then I also check on the other end and see, like, am I putting these ideas to action? Am I moving forward? Am I making some moves? Am I showing up, or am I shrinking myself? Am I stepping to the side? Am I downplaying myself? Am I questioning everything? Am I questioning myself? Am I, you know, quote unquote, still trying to figure it all out? You know, which I would use that as an excuse because I was just afraid. Okay. I was just afraid. But this year, like, I'll give you an example. So one of my friends asked me if I wanted to do this program. So there's this program by someone that's in a space very similar to what I do. And it looked like a really good program. It's like 10 to 12 weeks of just talking about what was hers, about not having to be a strong Black woman, if I'm not mistaken, or like softness and just no longer feeling like you have to save everybody, right? You don't have to save everybody. And so my friend asked me, like, do you want to do this like 10 or 12 week like workshop where they would meet once or twice a week for like a couple of hours, da, 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 this workbook and this and that. And so I had two options, right? Either I'm going to just consume, or I'm going to not consume, and I'm going to continue down the path that I'm on. And so I took a beat and I sent a text back and I said, you know, without over-explaining, because, you know, a lot of us are over-explainers and we want to make sure that everybody understands we don't mean to decline. We're nice people. It's just, you know, it's because of these 50 reasons why I can't do this thing. It's these 100 reasons why I have to turn down your offer, or I can't do this thing with you or for you or by you. You know, I didn't do that. I sent two sentences and I just basically said, no, you know, but thank you so much for the offer. I'm not interested at this time in that, or something along those lines. And I just kept it moving. That was that on that. And the reason I said no is because I literally, when I tell y'all that I am so serious about making some changes in my life this year, as I know a lot of you are, that's why we have these conversations. I am so serious about making specific changes in my life this year and stepping into my place and my power, using my voice and not shrinking, that I don't have room, much room for anything else. I don't have much room to consume, because I've consumed so much that now it's time for me to start, and it's been time, but now it's time for me to really get into action right now. It is time for me to get into formation right now. It is time for me to make some moves right now. Now is not the time for me to sit back and get and stall again, because I need to consume some more out of fear that I don't have all the answers. I don't know all the things. Oh, is their content similar? Is it going to be better than mine? Am I going to have to go back and now I'm going to relearn like 50 million things? And da, da, da. I don't want to do that right now. In my mind, before this even came up, I already said, I'm doing these things. Here's the framework. I'm stepping up. I'm going to be bold. I'm going to take these actions. Win, lose, or draw, I'm putting myself out there. I'm going to do X, Y, Z, and that's what it is. And I'm going to get moving. I'm not going to allow anything to stop me right now. And so I think it was kind of like a test, if you will, you know, because I feel like we'd be getting tests, you know. I feel like it was a test, because literally as soon as I started taking these specific actions that I've been doing, here comes an opportunity for me to slow down, especially, and it's in my kind of like field, right? Here's the opportunity for me to slow down and use that as an excuse, like I don't know enough, so I shouldn't do these things because this person does it better than me. So I better learn from them first, and then I'll keep doing, and then I'll keep moving forward. I don't have that right now. That's not the time for that. Why couldn't that have happened like last year? Why couldn't that have happened when I was on break in the wintertime? Why couldn't it happen like at the end of the year? You know what I'm saying? Like, for it to happen now specifically, when in my mind I've already said, and I'm standing firm, 10 toes down on, this is what I'm doing right now. This is the season that I'm in, a season of not consuming, but a season of growth, creating, leadership, speaking up, speaking out, getting bold, taking actions, doing the things. Now this class comes up. Now this class comes up, which would honestly take me off course. It would. Again, not because the class wasn't whatever. I'm sure it's amazing. Okay. But because the way that my mind is set up, it wants to keep consuming because it's still unsure. Is this the right thing to do? Am I the right person to do it? Am I a leader? Am I good? Whatever. Can I do these things? Like, all these doubts just want to keep swirling around. And sometimes you just got to have those doubts and still be firm in the fact that you are stepping up to the plate. You are not going to be bogged down with all these distractions, because that's a lot of times what it is when we talk about consumerism. Okay. A lot of it is distractions. So I have to be very guarded, and you have to be very focused and guarded with your time, your energy, your bandwidth, like whatever, so that you again can step up into that role of leadership or whatever it is you have been called to do. Now is not the time to consume all the things. You did a lot of consuming over the last few months, few weeks, few years, few decades. For some of us like me, like I've said before, honey, I cannot tell you how many classes I have taken, how many workshops I have taken or said I was going to take. But then I sign up, spend some money, waste my time because I wasn't serious sometimes. So the class will come and go and I paid for it. I didn't even open a worksheet. I didn't log on for one class. I have that situation for something I paid for last year. I told you guys about that, because I was in still consumerism mode and doubting myself. I paid for something last year that, and I make the final payment this month. Okay. I have not logged in not one time for me. And you have to understand, like, what your specific consumerism is for. Is it a distraction? Is it healing? Is it like numbing something? Is it hiding something from you? Or is it because it doesn't want you to go deeper? You know, is it, like, whatever the case may be, my form of consumerism was just like in worth, in self-worth. And maybe that's what it all comes down to, is some form or another. But mine specifically was tied to self-worth. Self-worth. And not even just the social media, like that type of aspect. You can even see it in like external, like the things that I will purchase, buying multiple cars. Why? Okay. Buying all these, like buying expensive handbags. I don't even have those bags anymore, by the way. But buying these handbags, why? Like, what was I trying to prove? So consumerism, okay, they want us to consume. And some things are great to consume, depending on where you are in your life, what your needs are, and what you're like, you know, it just really depends. But you have to think about, is this for information, how is it helping me right now? How is watching the 17th YouTube video today on the exact same topic? Because there's nothing wrong with getting what you need. Get what you need, sis, but don't allow it to compound and stagnate you. So what benefit is it to you when you have watched another YouTube video on the exact same damn topic, and you have not applied it anywhere in your life? You're just addicted to the consumption because it feels like you're doing something. It makes you feel something. It makes you feel like you are moving forward. It makes you feel like you are taking action. It makes you feel like you are stepping up. It makes you feel like you are dialed in. It makes you feel something to consume.
Go ahead, Skims Fits Everybody collection. That's exactly what I said the first time I slipped into their crossover bra and boy short. Listen, I was not prepared for how this collection would fit my body like a glove, because you see, I am blessed in the boob department, so I'm picky about bras. But the crossover bra, listen, soft, stretchy, supportive, without the digging, poking, or flattening. And then that boy short, I'ma tell you, it gives everything it needs to give. It feels like I'm wearing nothing, but I still feel comfy, I still feel covered, and I feel supported. Plus, this underwear stays exactly where it's supposed to. No rolling, no riding up, just smooth second skin comfort. I love their cocoa color, but Skims has so many beautiful skin tone shades to choose from. You cannot choose wrong. So shop Skims Fits Everybody collection at skims.com and in Skims stores, available in sizes from extra, extra small to 4X. After you place your order, be sure to let them know I sent you. Select podcast in the survey and be sure to select Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast in the drop-down menu that follows.
You're having hot flashes. The belly fat crept up on you, and surprise, surprise, you also notice a few hairs on your chin. Is this you? Have you considered that it's your hormones? Do me a favor. I want you to go right now to Happy Mammoth and take their free 2-minute quiz, which can help you get to the root of your hormonal symptoms. Just answer a few questions to get a personalized recommendation to help you maintain optimal hormone levels. I took it myself. I sure did. And it gave me personalized insights in recommended Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is an herbal formula that addresses key players in how your body functions, including stress hormones. Curious about yours? Go take that 2-minute quiz. It's an easy way to know where to start. In a survey, 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw improved mood, and 100% said that Hormone Harmony helped them feel like themselves again. Ready to start feeling like yourself again? Head over to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone quiz today to find the ultimate answer to your stubborn hormonal issues. And for a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with my code SELFCARE at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code SELFCARE for 15% off today.
You know a snack is elite when it causes conversation, right? And let's be real. Wonderful Pistachios? Yeah, they're that snack. Whether it's the crunch, the flavor, or the fact that they just hit every single time, people are always going to have something good to say. And there's a flavor for every vibe, from classic favorites to bold options like sweet chili and salt and pepper. Personally, I'm all about the in-shell roasted and salted because there's just something about cracking them open that just makes snack time even better. Oh, and let's not forget, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1-ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Pistachios are known for their protein power, their fiber, and better for you unsaturated fats for a combination that may help keep you feeling fuller longer. So whether you're snacking solo or sharing the love, get snacking and get cracking with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. It makes you feel something to consume. All right. At least that's what it was for me. It would make me feel something. Like I would have these sheets of all the videos. I would take all the notes and buy all the things and helpful tools. But did I use most of them? Absolutely not. But I would buy all the books, buy all the workshops, buy all the classes, buy all the offerings, you know, like doing all these things, watch all countless videos, countless podcasts, countless tutorials, like it was just too much. And then I would just spin out. I would just spin out and I would be less sure of who I was with every video I watched, every video over my natural consumption limit. I would just question, why am I here? What am I doing? What am I creating? Why are they better than me? Why they say it like this? Why they do it like that? Why can't I do it like this? How do I get like that? It was like, I would try to latch on to the different people to gain a sense of identity because that's how they said it. That's how they did it. That's what their journey looks like. That's how they are showing up. That's how they're being bold. That's how they're taking action. I got to do it like that. I got to do it like that. So I'd watch video A, consume, consume, consume. I got to be like this. Then 30 minutes later or the next day, I watch video B from somebody else. I got to consume. I got to be like that. Consume, 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 consume. That's how they do it. I got to be like that. You don't know what it does to your identity to feel like you don't have what you need within you. You don't know what it does to your sense of self-worth to feel like subconsciously you don't have the magic juice, the sauce, the mojo, okay? When you do, stop playing in your face. Stop playing with yourself. You were called for more. You were called to step up. You were called to be a leader in a specific part of your life. You cannot do it because you are over consuming. And that over consumption, not consumption, the over consumption, the over consumption, okay, is getting you twisted. It's getting you twisted.
Sis, I'm going to need you to stop consuming so much and take time to create. I'm going to need you to stop consuming so much and take time to be. I'm going to need you to stop consuming so much and take that damn knowledge, whatever, those resources that you already have, take action on that. Take action on that. Move forward on that. Because like I said, you've learned some valuable things along the way, but you ain't applying the valuable things along the way. And then you wonder why you're stuck. You wonder why you're confused. You wonder why your life feels so chaotic. You wonder why you can't trust yourself. Okay, we ain't gonna talk about that. You wonder why you can't trust yourself, and you can't trust yourself because you are getting the ideas and opinions of 75,000 people when you keep over consuming. And then it's like, you don't even know who the hell you are. You don't even know what your voice is. You don't even know what your voice sounds like. You ain't even using your voice. You ain't even using your voice. You're not even showing up because of you're just over consuming. You're over consuming. You're doing too much. Okay. Again, to be clear, I'm not saying that you can't consume. We need to consume. And that can look like a variety of things. Consuming can look like being like just consuming can be a part of like community, right? Getting ideas from your friends and family, hooking up with your girlfriends and, you know, whatever. Like there's just different ways to consume. This is not the time to talk about that. I'm trying to keep this short. There's different ways to consume. Consuming is not a bad thing. Consuming can keep you whole, happy, healthy, well-fed. You just got to consume the right things. And then you've got to, you find a way to release that energy. You can't just keep consuming and do nothing with it, okay? You were put here for more. You were put here to live abundantly. You were put here to lead in some capacity. You weren't meant to follow all the things. And you might, and this might really resonate with you. Like, I know for me, speaking of following and really coming into myself and my identity, one of the things that, like, was a big eye opener for me that I always knew, but it just, I was just like, oh, well, that's different. And I don't want to be different, right? How crazy is that? Like, oh, that's different, but I don't want to be different. When we think about consuming, like I'm not trendy. I'm not a trendsetter as far as like knowing all the dances, all the, like you will not find me using a filter. You will not find me doing a dance. You will not find me knowing the latest and who did what and like all that stuff. Like, that's not me, but that's actually my strength. I'm coming to realize like, that is not me. That's just not me. I was not meant to consume in that capacity. That's just not, I just wasn't. And when I tried to keep up, and you'll notice this too, like if it's like, if you're starting to feel drained, like just so drained, so exhausted, like that means you were not meant to consume in that way, or at least to that capacity. Being on social media, seeing all that stuff, like it is exhausting, okay? It is exhausting, right? Sis, I'm going to need you to start stepping up. And I know you're probably like, girl, I am stepping up. And yes, you are. You are. But I want you to start stepping up differently. I want you to start stepping up from a place like you standing strong in the fact that you know who you are. You step up on the fact that you know that you were called to do amazing things. And you are going to walk it out, and you don't need to continue to have someone else validate what's going on in here or here, because you've already got what you need to take the next step. Maybe in your mind, you're thinking you can't do what you were called to do because the road is so long. It just seems so way out there down the line, right? But that's not it. Like every journey starts with what? The first step. So maybe it might look like for you, you take all the information that you learned or whatever it is you've been sleeping on, okay? You put that into action, you take some steps, boom. Now you've burned off that energy of whatever it is you consume, those lessons that you learned, et cetera, however you want to put it. And maybe then it'll be time to do some more consuming as far as like learning some more or research or whatever it is. not to the point of overconsumption, okay? But then you take that and you allow it to fuel you for the next leg of the journey. And you do it again and you allow that to fuel you for the next leg of the journey, right? But I get emails from some of you and it's just like, you haven't even started yet. You haven't even started on that thing yet. That part of whatever it is that's tied to your purpose, where you will be the leader in that capacity, you haven't even started yet. You haven't taken any action yet. And you wonder why you are still in the same place year after year after year. Stop consuming. Now is not the time. You have what you need. You do not any longer need to overconsume. You already have it. You've already learned it. You've already got it. If you haven't learned it, you already got it. Take the next step. Start that podcast. Start that book. Quit that job and start a business. I'm not telling you to do that. I'm talking specifically to the one who has that purpose, okay? Or find a new job so you can quit the old one, all right? In that relationship, find a new one. Like whatever the case may be. Whatever the case may be, take action. Believe in yourself. Again, you've got the goods. You've got the goods. Believe in yourself. You don't need anyone's validation. And that's all you're getting when you sit there and you watch videos over and over and over and over and over again. You're looking for some form of validation and you don't need it. So my good sis, you are being called for more. You are being called to step out. You are being called to lead in some capacity. But you've been waiting around for someone else to come and lead you when you don't need that for the next part of your journey, whatever that is. Okay? So I'm going to need you to get quiet. I'm going to need you to get real and get honest about where you are right now in your personal situation. I've shared mine a little bit, just a quick recap. Me just looking to everyone else for the answers so that I could figure out who I am and what I'm supposed to do when I already knew what I was supposed to do. Thinking that these people were able to validate me in some capacity. That was me. That was me. And I know it's going to take some time for some of us. Some of us, we have, for example, like for those of us that are struggling or have struggled with complex PTSD. And speaking of, I think in one of the previous episodes, I might have said childhood PTSD, that the C was for childhood. I meant complex, so I apologize for that. And again, I'm not a therapist, okay? But some of us are healing from PTSD, complex PTSD. We have ACE scores of 9, 10, 8. You know what I'm saying? And that is tied to our identity heavily. Those things that you endured, survived, that is tied to your identity for sure. But you are not your trauma. Okay? You are not the things that may have been spoken over your life. Those harmful, hurtful, toxic, negative, vile things that were whispered about you in your family or spoken over you in your family. Like you're not those things, okay? I'm gonna need you to take some time and just get quiet. Get quiet, sis. Don't be afraid to turn off YouTube. Don't be afraid to turn off. If you listen to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast, I love that, thank you. Because I that support means everything. But I don't want you to listen to the point where you're just listening and you're not like, if what I'm sharing doesn't inspire you in some capacity to go out there and start doing some things or to do some things or to look at your life and reflect and realize that you are valuable and worthy and abundant and deserve abundance and, you know, to just rage against these raggedy ass systems. Like if this podcast does not inspire you in some way, this may not be the podcast for you. I don't want you just to consume. I want you to get real about where you are. And I want you to think about your next steps based on who you are and who you were put here to be. Not based on 75,000 podcasts, YouTube, TikTok videos that you've pieced together over the last 5 years, getting all kinds of information, right? Taking on identities of every little person that you know what I'm saying, get information from. And it's not that it's okay to take inspiration, but it's not okay to try to be someone else when you were put here to be you and you were put here to do the things that you were put here to do. There's a difference. There's a difference. There's a difference. And I need you to understand that. And if you don't understand that, then you definitely need to step away from some of all this consuming. It's too much. I don't believe our brains were wired. In fact, I'm sure our brains were not wired back in the day to consume all of this day in and day out. So take some time for you this week and look at an area of your life where you're like, you know what? Yeah. I know in my heart that I was meant to move forward. I know in my heart I was meant to change this situation. And I don't need to watch my 1,000th YouTube video to justify me making that move. I already know what my next step is. And it may be imperfect steps, and that's okay. Because what we're not going to do is act like people on video or on podcasts don't in some capacity, like we don't have the capacity to even share like all the things. You'd be here all day. So you're literally just getting a snapshot. You're getting an edited, you know, curated version sometimes of people's lives. People lie on social media. We're not going to talk about how people lie about the income they make when that's a lie, okay? Or whatever. They lie about their family dynamics and things like that for views, for likes, for content, for entertainment, to feel better about themselves. So you don't need to consume anymore. You need to start stepping out on faith. Start using that energy of all the things you have consumed. You've already got the goods to take you to the next step, okay? I promise you. And one step at a time is how you're gonna make some changes in your life, okay? So that's all I have to say. But I really want you to sit with that this week, okay? And if you want to leave me a comment on Spotify, please feel free to do that for my Spotify listeners. It's very convenient to be able to go and see, you know, the questions and comments that you have. I love doing that. And if you haven't had a chance to rate and review on Spotify, please do that. If you haven't had a chance on iTunes to rate and review this podcast, please, good sis, do that for me. 5 stars. Woo-hoo. Okay. And if you're listening to the podcast, coincidentally, and this is very ironic, please, please note that the irony does not, okay? But if you want to see this or more of the podcast in video style, then I implore you to go to youtube.com/brown girl self-care. That is one of the ways that I have been called to move forward. And I wasn't doing it because I was afraid to show up on camera. I was afraid to be myself. It was just a mess, but I'm not doing that in 2025, the year of our Lord. I'm not doing that. So when I tell you that 2025 is about big things popping, I'm not even playing, all right? But if you could follow me on YouTube, if you want to see video content, feel free to do that, okay? Again, only if I inspire you to you know, live abundantly, question things, explore, you know, heal. That's what this page is for. That's what these videos are for. And I'll be sharing my journey to 50 and just moved to Arkansas and started my life over from literally nothing. And, you know, just I'm really making changes. I'm really doing what I can to live well, to live well, to live like really, really well. So, yeah, more to come on that. All right. So with that said, that's it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Have a blessed week. And I will see you next Monday on the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.